spoke to Brad Tucker a couple of weeks ago, and we hope never to have this conversation that we're about to have. But Steve, an asteroid is headed towards Earth, and look, we weren't sure about the future of our partnership. But now, I mean, all of that just sort of falls into sort of insignificance.
Well, I thought what was intriguing was the fact that it's due to kind of enter the atmosphere around the time that the US will be voting. Is this all science? We had the pandemic this year as well. Brad Tucker will put us at rest. I'm sure he's an astrophysicist of the highest order at ANU. Morning, Brad.
How's it going?
Very good. Are we worried?
Look, I'm not. I mean, I know in 2020 it feels like it's guaranteed to hit, but there is only, it's about a 0.5% chance that it hits, like 1 out of 200 chance that it actually hits the Earth. So it is a pretty small chance, and it's also a small rock. So if anything was to hit the Earth, you kind of want something of this size rather than a much bigger one.
Mm. When you say it's small, how small?
So this is about 2 meters wide. So, you know, it's like a big fridge or a small car. And so when it hits, if it hits, let's say, it won't actually create a crater. You won't really get that deep impact style. What usually these do is they slam into the Earth and they explode. So if they explode, obviously, over an inhabited area, it can create a shockwave and some damage. But you're not going to really destroy or level a city. So that's the good thing in all of this.
Right. So what asteroids normally form in the ocean on isolated periods of land, but not in big built-up cities?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, most of the Earth is uninhabited, right? Water, Antarctica, those sorts of places. So, you know, if it does hit, it's still, again, statistically likely to fall over a place where it doesn't have a lot of people. So, you know, it's not one of these things where we're generally worried. And the prediction also is it's also rough. So this asteroid was only discovered in late 2018, and we haven't observed it a lot. So there will be another round of observations coming September 25th and 26th. So hopefully we can better refine its orbit, see is it really going to hit the Earth, and if so, where.
Right. So we're talking November the 2nd, and our calculations is a day before the U.S. actually do vote.
That's right. Exactly. It's the day before the U.S.
Melbourne
election.
Cup,
yeah, that's right. So it's very on theme. But, you know, again, it's the past couple big ones have really exploded over Russia. So, you know, maybe it won't hit. You know, who knows where it'll hit at this point.
So but 1
look,
in 200.
I would say don't worry this at
right.
this point.
1 in 200. We'll get some more info as it gets closer to the event.
Brad, are you're Canadian or American?
I'm American, yes.
American.
Yeah.
So do you just now tapping into your knowledge of the Constitution, should the United States be wiped out by an asteroid or part of it wiped out the day before the election, would that mean that Donald Trump stays as president of the United States either A, in perpetuity, or B, until enough people are back up on their feet and another election could be held?
So I think it depends on the size and where, right? If you still have, because you still have the delegates from the Electoral College able to vote. And so they would still be able to cast their vote regardless of the public.
Too good, Brad. Brad, you're too good. I mean, we know you know everything about the universe, but we did not know you knew everything about the American Constitution. It turns out you do that as well. Well done.
Thank you. Well, I try to stay on top for you guys.
Good on you, mate. Brad Tucker, the astrophysicist at ANU.